The White House Report.
President Donald J. Trump delivers his first State of the Union address in the well of the House, but there will be some active protests. About 15 CBC members are expected not to attend, to include Congressman Greg Meeks, Congresswoman Frederica Wilson, Congressman John Lewis. Many of those who will be attending plan not to stand, clap, or smile during the president's speech while they are in the well of the House. But there is solidarity with this protesting by congressional leaders, particularly between the Congressional Black Caucus and the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Congressman Luis Gutierrez plans to be in the well of the House to hear the president's speech. He says,
I'm going to sit in the well. I have the little lapel of African colors that Maxine Waters is giving me, and I'm going to be there.
On the eve of the president's first State of the Union address, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the White House press secretary, gave a glimpse into the optimism of the president when it came to the State of the Union. So what does she say? She said, the state of our union is incredible. So what does Congressman James Clyburn of South Carolina have to say about those words?
Incredibly bad. She's correct. It is incredible. I never thought that I would see the day when this country will be in the state it is in. We are beginning to see an erosion of confidence in our government, an erosion of confidence and trust in each other, and that can only lead to a very bad place for this country. I'm hopeful that we will turn this thing around soon.
In years past, Congressional Black Caucus members were seen lining the aisles for President Obama's entrance into the well of the House, as well as his exit. I asked Congresswoman Marsha Fudge of Cleveland, Ohio, will she be doing the same this year while she's in the well of the House listening to President Trump?
No, indeed not. I have no desire to shake his hand or greet him as he comes into the well of the House.
I asked the same question of Congressional Black Caucus Chair Cedric Richmond.
Oh, I'd have to pray on that one. I doubt it. I'll be there. I'll look him in his face. I'll remind him who I am. But, you know, it's like my grandmother told me when I was small. Baby, he means you no good. And from this president's actions, I truly believe that for me and people who look like me, I don't think he has our best intentions at heart. So we don't have to be friends. We can be two co-equal branches of government and work towards a more perfect union. But until I believe that he has that desire, then I don't feel any overwhelming desire to run up and shake his hand or do anything.
And Illinois Congresswoman Robin Kelly plans to make a statement with her attendance. She's bringing a guest.
He's a Haitian American, and he's running to be the Attorney General in the state of Illinois, so he's going to be in the room, and I want to be in the room to show him how important I think he is, too. And also, I want to be there and not smile and clap.
So you won't be smiling and clapping?
No. I don't think he will give me anything to smile and clap about, frankly.
April Ryan, AURN News.